You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Welcome, citizens, to this day in history with Benjamin J. Goldson.
You heard the sting. It's this day in history this week, going back to 1948 for the establishment of the United Kingdom's National Health Service.
Ooh, yeah.
Indeed. So this was during the high point of the sort of English welfare state after World War II, at which point the sort of some public services had already been introduced in sort of a very early 20th century, but they were quite rudimentary, and the country lacked universal healthcare and generally sort of took a fairly punitive approach to poverty.
Rooting out slums in big cities has occupied the active attention of the national government, cooperating with local authorities. At Wandsworth, London's largest borough, the Minister of Health is interviewed on this problem by Pathé Gazette.
I'm very glad indeed to see the progress that you're making with your slum clearance scheme in Wandsworth, Mr. Mayor. And I think, Mr. Prince, you've got about 700 unfit houses to demolish.
That is so. We have dealt with nearly half our programme, and this is one of six large areas there where we are demolishing the houses.
You know, we are setting out to rehouse about 1,300,000 persons in out of the slums in good, comfortable houses. Of course, the first stages of the work are the slowest, but already we are rehousing them at the rate of 150,000 a year. That is, about 400 a day. And the work will go on faster and faster. Geoffrey Shakespeare, how would you give people an idea of the magnitude of the work that is being done?
I should put it like this, Minister. Take my own constituency of Norwich. We are rehousing in 5 years a population, a slum population, equal to the whole population of Norwich and these towns in addition. Canterbury, Margate, Hastings, Exeter, Great Yarmouth, Southend and Brighton.
Certainly is a great work and worthy of its great object. No more slums.
Yes, but with the triumph of the Labour Party in 1945, however, the welfare state would be expanded by the authority of the new Prime Minister, Clement Attlee.
The King received the new Prime Minister in the grounds of Buckingham Palace soon after Labour's election victory. Mr. Attlee and his new cabinet ministers had received their seals of office, and retiring members had taken their leave. Almost immediately after this meeting, the Prime Minister left with Foreign Minister Bevin to resume the interrupted Big Three discussions in Berlin.
Yes, and a cornerstone of Attlee's reforms would be the provision of universal health care via the National Health Service, established on this day in history, 1948.
In the past, we've had all sorts of public health services, such as main drainage and water supply. Everyone makes use of these services, and everyone pays for them. Refuse disposal is another of these services. And so is street cleaning. These are all public health services, but the new Health Act proposes to organise personal health services in the same way. There have been many personal health services, but different kinds of financial arrangements.
Morning, George. Morning, Charles.
Morning. Some people could afford them. Others could not. Some places were well off for hospitals. Others were unlucky. This new health service will be organized on a national scale as a public responsibility. The cost of the service will be met from rates, taxes, and national insurance, and so everyone will pay for it.
Thought there was a catch in it.
And everyone will benefit from it. When you're ill, you won't have to pay for treatment.
I don't have to pay the doctor now. I'm on the panel.
Yes, that's true. But your wife and children aren't. The panel system covers only half the population. And it doesn't cover hospital treatment or a lot of other things, does it?
Now, suppose, just suppose, you fall off your bike. Suppose your brakes give out.
You might have concussion as well. You'd be carted off in an ambulance, which might cost a couple of quid. And then you'd have to pay the hospital too. All right.
Phew. Glad that's over.
The new health service would cover all this.
That fun little clip ends part one of This Day in History. Part two will be right back after a quick break.
Like storming barns, riding rough, and blazing trails? Well, Aussie cowpunk heroes the Johnnies are coming to Auckland, and we're giving away tickets. Just stay tuned to 95BFM all this week for a chance to win. But you've got to have a Simplicity B card.
There's gonna be a showdown.
The Johnnies. Galatos, September 29th, and Lee Sawmill, September 30th. Tickets from under the radar.
At this radio station, we do our utmost to abide by the Broadcasting Standards Authority and their rules and guidelines. If you seriously think we've crossed the line on air, give us a call on 309 4831 within 20 working days of the broadcast date and tell us about it. We'll be able to help you out and tell you the procedure if you wish to make a formal complaint to the Broadcasting Standards Authority. Fuck knuckles, cock and piss. Molds. Thank you.
Good Times Radio on BFM. Guaranteed to cure hangovers, improve disposition, impart the groove, make you young again, and turn the winter to spring. Well, pretty much. Good Times Radio with Samuel Harmony, only on 95BFM, brightening up your weekend every Saturday morning, 9 till 11. Only on 95BFM.
Yes, we now return to This Day in History. When we left off, we were playing a part of a sort of short cartoon made by the British government to sort of teach people about how the NHS works. And so we will listen to the rest of it.
Yes. Now. We're about to get informed.
Right.
By the government of 1948 or something. Yeah. Anyway, here
please
we go.
Remember Lachlan. Okay.
Now let's consider it from the family viewpoint. Suppose your wife falls ill suddenly.
My woman never is ill. Strong as a blooming horse she is.
We mothers can't afford to be ill. I'm not insured. Just a minute, Ducks. Can't take time off from my job.
Well, that's just it. Now let's see how the new Health Act will actually help you. The local council will have a new duty to provide home nursing, health visiting, and home help services, and you'll be able to call on them. maternity and child welfare services will be improved. And finally, to prevent illness, you'll have the advice of your own doctor. If you're ill, you'll have specialist services if you need them, without worrying about the cost.
That's more like it.
How does the whole scheme work?
Well, suppose we see how it is at present. Hospitals were built haphazard according to the varying foresight and resources of many different authorities, with extremely patchy results. Reorganizing will take time, but at the end of it, the country will have the sort of hospitals and other services it needs where they are needed. The family doctor will usually work in his own surgery, as he does now. But special health centers will gradually be established as building allows. He'll be backed up, your doctor I mean, by organized hospital and specialist services for the really difficult cases, a lesson we learnt during the war.
Sounds a bit of all right to me, but just a minute, where do I come in?
Right here. Let's have a practical demonstration. Off you go to the doctor. You have some unusual illness which can't be diagnosed. He'll no doubt wish you to see a specialist. In hospital, you'll be under observation. This will include X-ray if it's found necessary. They may decide you need special drugs or blood transfusion. And they'll be able to make use of the path lab to find out what's wrong and how best to make you well.
Phew. Glad that's over. But look here. How about the people who don't want to use this service? Take old George up the road, for instance. Bet you a pound or a penny he won't want to have anything to do with it.
Well, let's find out.
Morning, George. Busy? Here, what's your opinion of this new health act?
No use to me, old man.
Now, wait a minute. Just suppose, only suppose, mind you fell off that ladder. What would happen?
I should call my doctor and have a private ward at the local hospital.
All right, George. If you want to pay private fees, that's your lookout. No one's forcing you to use this service. But suppose instead of a simple broken leg, you have a complicated break. And suppose you have to spend months off sick. And suppose you don't need just one doctor, but a number of experts' opinions. What's the answer to that?
Ruin.
With this new act, you're covered against things like that.
I say, thanks a lot, old man.
It's all yours, whenever you want it, with your own choice of doctor. And that goes for the whole family. The scheme is comprehensive. It's not only to help you when you're ill, but to help to keep you well. And, of course, the younger generation will stand to gain the biggest benefits of all.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.